This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To be good, that is something. But to be great, that's something else. And that's who Umar ibn al-Aziz was. Was just not a good person. He was a great person. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Maymun ibn Mahran, and even other than Maymun ibn Mahran is one of the great scholars of Islam among the successors, said that we came to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz thinking that we're going to teach him, and we end up learning from him. كان العلماء بين يديه كالطلاب. When the scholars come to visit him, they were look like students who are learning from their teachers. And I'm not talking about any scholars. Talk about the one of, this time, the greatest scholars among the successor lived at that period of time, like Imam Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri so many others. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, from the early age, he was aiming very, very high. When he used to tell his mother that I want to be like my khal, my uncle, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, his mother raised the bar even higher, and she said, you will be better than him. And in some sense, he was, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power of knowledge and the power of sultan, the power of politics, and became the leaders of the Muslim at that time. You know, in Torchbearers, I always ask my students to write down what they know about Umar ibn al-Aziz, then to compare what they know about him afterwards. And there's a huge difference between what we heard about him and what his legacy was, really, and what his life looked like. Umar ibn al-Aziz, a lot of people, they don't know that one of the reasons that he went that far, he became so influential, that his outstanding relationship with his family. Has a very supportive wife. I don't think Umar ibn al-Aziz would have made it if his wife wasn't so supportive of him to that, to the max. Radiallahu anha wa rahimaha wa rahima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept both of them. When he decided that he will turn his back to the dunya and he don't want to be among those who possess gold and silvers and money, and who give all this for the sake of Allah, he asked his wife if he would agree on that, and she would give up all the gold that she got from her father, who used to be a king before Umar ibn al-Aziz. And she did. She gave it all for the sake of Allah. And even after he died, Umar ibn al-Aziz, her brother became the Khalifa and the king, and he offered her back the jewelry and the money, and she said, would it be shame on me to obey my husband when he is alive than disobey him after his death? That faithful woman stood beside him, and she was very supportive of every step and every decision he made. Not only her, even his son Abdul Malik. A lot of people don't know that one of the reasons Umar Abdul Aziz became so ascetic and zahid and worshipper the way he was, rahimahullah ta'ala, it is because he was influenced by his son Abdul Malik, who was an avid worshipper. He used to pray a lot in the night, and even been said that he died while he's reading the Quran in one of the nights. You know, he one time he told his father, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when he became the Khalifa, he said, that's good for today, we continue tomorrow. And his son looked out and he found very long line of people waiting for Umar ibn Aziz to bring back justice to them and to remove the injustice that happened to them during the previous Khalifa or king. So he told his father, Father, if you can guarantee me that you will live until tomorrow so you bring justice to those people, I'm fine. But if you can't guarantee that, how can you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight if you die while you have people at your door in here want justice and you did not provide it for them? Then he said, Alhamdulillah that Allah have given me son like you. You know, I can go on and on, but the point is not what Umar ibn al-Aziz was. That's always what I talk about in Torchbearers. How can we learn from this? You know, I think we as a dua today, we can go very far if our family are not supporting us. You know, our community cannot survive on its own if it's not we all together as a family come and support the deen and the da'wah of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, today we need these leaders who combine between knowledge and politics, knowledge and power in every area. So I'm looking forward to continue this discussion about Umar ibn al-Aziz in my course, Torchbearers. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.